knows best.
Eddie has done it again.
Here he is. He's a big fan of Adele and was overjoyed at her Hall of Awards at the Grammys last night. He even loves those lyrics that go like this. Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Oh, wait a minute. That's just the message we hear him leaving Greenspan every day. Let's do this.
That is the message.
What the hell?
And then she says, where are you every day? Has no idea where I'm at.
That's a good thing. So if you wanted to go have some extracurricular activities, you could, and she would never know.
Head to the gym and see seats, spies.
By the way, I just got a text message. Don't ever sing Adele again.
Yeah.
I won't, Joe. Don't plan on it. All right. Ed, KenPom is predicting UNLV's basketball team will lose the rest of its games this season. Do you agree?
Wow. Okay, let's go down the games. At San Diego State, at Air Force, home to Reno, home to Utah State, at Fresno State. I think there's one win in there, and that would be on March 1st, home to Utah State.
And that's homecoming. I mean, they're senior day.
I can't. Look, at San Diego State, no. At Air Force, probably not. Home to Reno? No. Although it will be closer than the one up there. That's going to be a closer game. Home to Utah State. And then at Fresno? No, I don't think they... And then they'll probably be in the 6-11 game, because if they finish in last, they'll be in 11th place. Now, 6th place right now would be... It might actually be Fresno. So you never know. It's on their court. I mean, you don't know that one. But I'll just leave it at this, Mags. If they lose out, I'm not falling off the chair surprised. I mean, are you?
No. But you think about it, they're 3-10 in conference play. It's
amazing.
That hurts. Yeah. That hurts. I'm with you. Utah State, that's probably it. Yeah.
I don't even think they win that one.
Well, we said the other day before San Jose State, it was going to be San Jose and Utah. Well, they lost San Jose, and now there's only one left, which is Utah State.
Yeah. Not looking good. All right, Ed. The NCAA Tournament Selection Committee on Saturday unveiled its top 16 seeds for March Madness as things today. Explain why, and what did you think of the seeds?
Well, why is easy. They wanted TV. TV loves it and gets people's juices flowing for March Madness. So they wanted to be like the football playoff and have, come on TV and have their projections out there. I got to be honest. I had no problem with Villanova being the one overall. But I'm telling you, I just don't get it. I don't know what Gonzaga needs to do. Now, they were a one seed, but they were the fourth one seed. I don't get that. You had two Big 12 teams in Kansas and Baylor ahead of these guys, and they're undefeated. And I know the WCC is not the Big 12. I get that. But see, I don't know what they have to do. Here's the thing. They're the fourth overall number one. And even though the chairman committee said, oh, no, the ones were easy ones, and they weren't close to the twos, Gonzaga beat St. Mary's. You're telling me if Gonzaga comes here for the WCC tournament, gets upset in the final by like St. Mary's, I'd be afraid for them they slip to a two. I don't get that. I just don't get that. You go undefeated in college basketball nowadays with all the upsets across the country every night. That is an amazing accomplishment. We're talking about 100 straight wins for women. You go undefeated in men's games with how the parity and going on the road and into weird places. I was upset they were the number one, the fourth overall one. I wanted them to be number one next to Villanova. And then going down the seat, UCLA as a four I thought was low. I thought Carolina as a two was really high because Carolina's lost some bad games in conference. And of course, they had to get Duke in there. They were the final one. They were 16, the fourth overall four. I would have liked to seen a team like Cincinnati, maybe Creighton, Purdue. I think there were more deserving teams, but there's no way they were going to go on TV in February and not have Duke in that bracket. Other than that, it was kind of cool to watch. It means nothing because there's a month to play, but I'm not worried, but I thought Gonzaga got a little screwed there, and that's funny saying that because they're a one seed.
Yeah, the only thing you can do if you're Gonzaga is look for a better conference, but they're not going to do that.
No, they don't play football.
Right.
I mean, they'll stay where they're at. So what'd you think? I mean, I didn't have a problem with Villanova. They're deserving.
I like Nova, defending champs. They're playing really well. I think they belong there. Kansas, again, has proven, at home at least, that they are arguably the best team in the country. And I do take issue with Gonzaga being on that fourth line because it seems to me like they're looking for an excuse to prevent them from getting the one. And you know, could be a little bit of that bias.
Sure.
Because I've seen Arizona play and they've gotten better, but I'm not so sure that they're the fifth best team in the country. But anyway, yeah. Ed, New York Giants have released wide receiver Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings, creating significant salary cap space by parting ways with two veteran members of their offense. Any interest in either as a Cowboy fan?
Not the running back, because I think Zeke's fine, and I have no problem with that. But I would – now, look, other people will try to sign him, so I don't know what he's going to want money-wise. But given the fact during his prime, he absolutely destroyed the Cowboys every time he played them, I'd ask him if he'd come in to see a look at him, to see what he would take. They're either going to draft a wide receiver or they have to sign a wide receiver.
You referring to Victor Cruz?
Yeah, okay. Victor Cruz. I would take a look if you could get him. Maybe you could get him, you know, sell the fact, hey, come back and beat the Giants twice a year. You're in the same division. I don't know what the guy wants money-wise, but the Cowboys are either going to draft a wide receiver or sign one because they do need some help there and some depth. So, yeah, I would take a look at him.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, that's his problem.
That is his problem.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to step away when we get back. JT the Brick. We'll talk about what's going on up there with Oakland and also down here at the stadium in Vegas next year on the CNET Show.